The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
How are you, Rolene?
Well, now I feel a lot more secure because I heard my jingle. You know, I get easily confused.
Gosh, you're a stickler. You don't want change. Okay, I get it. We won't change it ever again.
You know, I am so pedantic. I mean, I'm totally embroiled in a little bit of a row about capitalization of articles, which I say, you know, in a heading, you cannot capitalize every word. And it's a little bit of a...
Listen, Rolene, you've been in Israel long enough. You should be writing in Hebrew, and then this issue would just not arise because it doesn't exist. So problem solved.
You know us English sticklers to detail.
Okay, let's find out what's happening on the COVID front as we do.
Well, let's look at our stats to begin with. And we have had more schools closed today as a result of infections. One of the latest schools to be closed was a girls' school in Ashkelon, a religious school. But then I must stress that the amount of infections across schools has been both religious and secular. So we can't put blame on any sector of society. But the health ministry last night making the decision to only lock down the schools where there are infections and not the rest. We've got to carry on with the economy as normal, with schooling as normal. So let's look at those stats. From the start of the COVID-19 crisis, we have had 17,343 confirmed cases. At the moment, 2,097 people are infected, 28 of them seriously and 28 needing ventilators. Now, these metrics are key because they are the metrics by which we are measuring whether or not to go back into lockdown or reverse some of the lifting of restrictions or to carry on lifting. So those numbers are coming down even though the infection rates are going up. However, Israel has also increased the amount of tests conducted. We have sadly had more fatalities, bringing the toll to 290, but 14,955 people have made full recovery. Also, a little bit of good news today is news that the leaders of Greece and Cyprus will be visiting Israel to discuss the resumption of flights. And, you know, this is very, very positive. And a lot of people out there are concerned about what is going to happen with travel. We have to start opening up civil aviation. And I know that the Prime Minister has spoken to other countries, including Czech Republic, Australia, New Zealand and other countries where the infection rates are very, very low. I mean, the country that seems to be beating COVID-19 is New Zealand. So these are the areas that we're looking. And, you know, as soon as we know about South Africa, I know that it's a concern for many of you out there. You'll know in due course. So would I get on a plane in keeping with all the regulations? You know what? Yes, I would. Yes, I would, because I don't think that they would open up civil aviation. I don't think they would open up flights, travel, if there aren't the strictest precautions. You know, I have been to the gym. Gym is completely under our control. Today, I was very, very happy to attend my first meeting face-to-face, well, not really face-to-face, more like face 2 meters apart to mark face. Okay, but I think we're all oitgezoomt. But, you know, the process here is quite strict, and I'll walk you through it. You know, I went to an executive meeting today. We had to walk in, fill out a form with our tudatzeut, which is our identity number, an indemnity form. We had to wear our masks. We had to have our temperatures taken. In not keeping with anything remotely Israeli, there was no food at the meeting, which of course was cause for great concern because
makes sense.
Because we had to, you know, it's we've got to keep in, you know, the hygiene issues and not sharing or touching anything. So these are all things we're getting used to, but you know, slowly but surely, you know, we are navigating what is the new kind of normal.
Sure. Interesting development in Israel. You had a march in solidarity with police brutality. I presume we're talking about what's going on in the United States and not Israel, or both, or what?
Well, what has been very moving to see is that a lot of young people, in fact, hundreds of them, are all wearing masks. So, you know, we have to say kol hakavod to them, marched very, very peacefully outside the Tel Aviv satellite office of the U.S. embassy. I know that some of the media are saying outside the Tel Aviv, outside the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. The embassy is not in Tel Aviv. The embassy is in Jerusalem. The office in Tel Aviv is a satellite office. And they were chanting an end to police brutality wherever it, it occurs. Yes, they showed a tremendous solidarity with the black community in the United States, especially in light of the murder of George Floyd. They also stood up to cases in Israel that we have experienced with police brutality. And I know it is an issue not just for the U.S. It touched on something very interesting that is happening. And that is, Israelis are not just protesting hate, they're also protesting the singer Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa is a pop star. She happened to share on social media, which is unfortunately where a lot of anti-Semites, a lot of anti-Israelists are trying to exploit the situation by propagating a lot of falsehoods, lies about the state of Israel. And she shared some really repugnant images and messages. And now there is a petition around Israel to Israeli radio stations to please not play her music. So the young people are speaking. They will not tolerate racism, discrimination, or prejudice in any way, shape.
Yeah, I'm into that. Fascinating question you ask. You say, is Israel caught between the U.S. and China? And this seems to be an issue that is becoming more and more important almost daily.
Well, it is quite fascinating. You know, I know you and I have spoken quite a bit about it. We're following it quite closely, what is happening, you know, in the world. We can see an increase in tension between the US and between China, you know, this increase like war of words. Also between Australia and China, Australia demanding an inquest into COVID-19, how it started, why we weren't warned with enough time, and a lot of finger pointing at China. China's threatening Australia. We won't drink your wine and import your beef, which is okay because I'll drink enough Australian wine for everybody. I'm quite partial to the Australian wine. But the United States as well, and we saw the Secretary of State in the country a couple of weeks ago, and we heard that the contents of that meeting was to say to Israel, listen here, we're your strongest ally, and you know, no schmoozing with the Chinese. And then we saw last week the announcement by the government that the Sorek 2 water desalination plant, which will be the biggest in the world, has which we thought would be awarded to a Hong Kong consortium, has now been awarded to an Israeli consortium. And the pressure from America, don't be such major trade partners with China. However, Israel has spent the last couple of years really trying to amplify the trade relationship between us and China. You know, we are a small country, a small economy, and we really have to look at, you know, where to grow and where to trade. So yeah, we're caught between the tiger and the eagle, so to speak.
Yeah, impossible place to be, actually. We'll see how that one plays out. Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much. It is 5:30, and we're going to leave it there.
Speak to you tomorrow, same time.